Welcome to Pray It Like It Is, Real Prayers for Real Life with Portia J. Zaire, where we gather every morning to simply pray it like it is. Hi, everybody. It's Portia. Thank you so much for joining me. Today is January 13th. It is the year 2020. And the day is Monday. Happy Monday. Happy New Year. I am super excited to be in this space, share these airwaves with you. It is 7:26 p.m. my time. And it has been an amazing 13 days of the year. I know it's just been 13 days, but it's been pretty good. No setbacks, no issues, no calamity, no major concerns. no major concerns. The reason why I'm highlighting that is because every new year, every turn of the new year for the last several years, I have had one setback after the other. And typically, I would just roll with the punches, and the Lord gave me grace for it, and I was able to handle it, whether it was having to pay out a large sum of money because, hey, guess what? You need 4 new tires. Or sitting in a hospital room because, you know, someone is ill, or, you know, was in a car accident or something along those lines. Every year, there has been something. So I am grateful that this year everybody is in good health. I am grateful that this year I haven't had to unexpectedly spend any lump sum of money. I'm grateful that everybody is in their rightful place and in their right mind. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you just got to say thank you for the things that have not happened, and thank you for the things that are going good and going well in your life. So I just wanted to take a couple of minutes just to tell the world how grateful I am. My Father knows, but I thought I would give a public testimony of my thankfulness. So today we're going to be talking about wisdom that built my house. Wisdom that built my house. I am so excited. We are actually consecrating, and we are we have like different passages that we have to read every day, and Proverbs 24 is where we were reading from today. So I'm going to just share a bit of that with you guys. I'm going to read, I'll tell you what verses I'm reading. I'm going to read 1-5, and then we're going to jump down to 29-34. I'm reading out the Amplified, and then I'm going to read it to you from the Message. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their minds plot violence, and their lips talk of trouble for the innocent. Through skillful and godly wisdom, a house, a life, a home, a family is built. And by understanding, it is established on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge, its rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge strengthens his power. We're going to jump down. Do not say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for his deed. So I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man lacking understanding and common sense. And behold, it was all overgrown with thorns, and nettles were covering its surface, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw, I considered it well. I looked and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest and daydream, then your poverty will come as a robber and your want like an armed man. Let's read it from the Message Bible. The Message Bible be hilarious, honey, because they be breaking that thing down so good to the point where you're like, oh, okay, it's like that, huh? Message. Okay. So the Message Bible says, don't talk about your neighbors behind their backs. No slander or gossip, please. Don't say to anyone, I'll get you back for what you did to me. I'll make you pay for what you did. One day I walked by the field of an old lazy bones and then past the vineyard of a lout. They were overgrown with weeds, thick with thistles, all the fences broken down. I took a long look and pondered what I saw. The fields preached me a sermon and I listened, honey. A nap here, a nap there, a day off here and a day off there. Sit back, take it easy. Do you know what comes next? Just this. You can look forward to a dirt poor life with poverty as your permanent house guest. I thought that was real deep, y'all. And I think that they said enough, right? I just want to encourage you to allow wisdom, common sense, godly knowledge to build your house. I thought it very interesting that they coupled with wisdom the desire to tear down. They said, this is wisdom, and this is how wisdom behaves. And then this is how unwise people behave, and how it's linked back to destruction, and it's linked back to poverty and desolation. I thought it very interesting. When we are so caught up in giving somebody a tongue lashing or pointing out what's wrong, what's not working, why you suck and what you're doing wrong and what you can be doing better, the things around us tend to fall apart. I also thought it very interesting when he said, the fields preached me a sermon. You can look at a situation, and when you're wise, that situation can talk to you about what you need to do moving forward in order to live a better life, in order not to end up with in the situation that you see. It teaches you how to become a better you. And it may not have nothing to do with you, but a wise person is able to look at a situation and discern it and take something from it. I like to say, if you're going to spend time and resource in a situation, in a location, in a seminar, in a service, in a conference, on the phone, whatever it is, get something out of it. What is your takeaway? Learn something from it. Learn something from it. Don't let your time be spent in vain. It is so important that as we are trying to mature and to grow, that wisdom becomes our portion. We have to be able to isolate good knowledge, isolate good instruction, and we have to be able to apply it to our life. We have to be able to apply it to our own circumstances. We have to be able to apply it to the advice that we give, apply it to the way that we interact with people. That is what wisdom is. And we pray for wisdom. We do. We say, Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom. But then we don't show up to receive it and to utilize it right. We don't show up ready with moral courage to do it the right way. So my prayer is not, Lord, you know, give us wisdom, because I think that he freely, he said, if you, any man who wants wisdom, you ask, I freely give it. This is what I do. So we've been asking, and I do believe that God gives us wisdom. I do. I believe that it's ours for the giving. You know, he loves his children. And when you come to him and you ask, he freely gives you what you ask for. I don't think that it's unanswered prayers that is the issue here. I think that we have not walked in it, and we have not utilized it, and we haven't shown up to actually apply it. So my prayer is, Lord, give us the courage to apply the principles of wisdom to our life. Give us the courage. Sometimes that looks like walking away from a bad situation, especially when we feel like we can't walk away. Sometimes that means, you know, we can't invest in this thing this time because we need to hold on to that time, that money, that resource, and invest it in a different way, regardless of what is pulling at us to give more, right? Or internally, we feel like, well, this is, you know, what I've always done, so I think that I should continue to do it. We have to, if we're going to pray for wisdom, we have to stick around long enough, right? We have to stick around long enough to get the principles of wisdom downloaded into us so that we can walk it out and utilize it. Y'all ready to pray? Okay. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this moment, this space, this time. I thank you for the desire. I thank you for the opportunity to come before you. Humble, amazed, in awe at your power, your glory, your honor, at how strong you are, how big you are, how wonderful you are. Amazed. I thank you. Lord God, I am praying for everyone who is listening to this podcast, that not only will they be inundated with your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord God, but that they will walk out the principles of wisdom in their everyday lives. That every decision that they make is a God decision, and that they will have enough courage to walk that decision out and see it through, and to watch that decision bear fruit in their lives, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how scary it may be. Lord God, that we are strong enough and courageous enough to be wise. In this day and age, Lord, it's not necessarily a cute thing to be wise. The end thing is to be hip. And the end thing, Lord God, is to have a savvy word and to be popular. It's not to be full of wisdom. So it's hard for people, it's hard for us at times to show we really are wise. We really do spend time with God, and we are being downloaded with new words and mysteries and revelations, but we don't have the courage to see it through. Lord God, we want our homes to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. We want every aspect of our lives, Lord God, to be directed and led by you. This is our prayers, our desire. But Lord, give us courage, give us strength, and give us the stamina to stick it through with wisdom. Lord God, we do bless you because you're good, and we know that you are with us. We do. We know that you're with us, and we thank you. More than anything, God, we thank you for being so intentional about how you shepherd us. So intentional about how you lead us. So intentional about how you guide us and how you love us. You never make us feel like we're stupid or that we're unworthy or that we're less than. No matter how many times we come back and say, okay, one more time, God, I know I've been here before with this, but one more time, you're right there with open arms to fully and freely give of yourself. And we tell you, thank you. We don't take that for granted. So one more time, God, we ask that you shore us up, strengthen us, Lord God, ignite us once again, so that we will walk out the steps of God wisdom. Amen. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out my book, Why Are You So Nasty at Work When You Say You Love the Lord? It's available on Amazon, Google, and Barnes & Noble. For an autographed copy, please email us at zairesheart@gmail.com. That's zairesheart@gmail.com.